And now, Radio London presents their final hour.
You're hearing things
on Wonderful Radio London.
Yes, thank you, Paul, and a very good afternoon to you all. Ed Stewart here with Myrtle. Hello, Myrtle.
Hello, Dale.
And Paul, well, we've got fun for the next hour, haven't we?
Yes, indeed, and we're not alone with Myrtle because we also have Cliff Richard.
Many thanks for all the plugs in the past, and thanks for being so nice about our records. Hope and wish you all the very best for the future, staff and DJs and whatever you do.
It's all over. Didn't even cry. I just stopped living when you said goodbye. It's all over. Didn't feel a thing. I just stopped living. Couldn't stand the pain. Heather grows like leaves in September. As fresh in spring, love that warms like summer sun, and die when winter comes.
Tell you about a revolutionary new kind of smoke. John Cotton Cigarillos. Mild cigar tobacco wrapper outside, mild cigar tobacco inside. 100% cigar tobacco and filter tip. No strong like a big cigar and no expensive. Only 5 and 5 for 20. And that 5 and 5 for 20, you can afford to hand them around. Join the smoking revolution. Smoke John Cotton Cigarillos.
Well, at least somebody has the freedom to smoke and do whatever they like. How's it going, Ed?
Oh, pretty well, thanks, Paul. Pretty well. Getting all the messages. Everybody's here in the studio and all's happening.
Yes, indeed. We've got another message, too.
Can you type, Miss Herbert?
Willa.
Next! Go ahead, girls. Have got to type.
But I haven't the time or
cool
money.
Cool it, baby.
Sight and sound education can teach you to touch type in just 12 hours. Only 1 hour a day, any hour that suits you, up till 8 at night. The cost of the course? Just 12 guineas. With Sight and Sound, you learn to type the easy way. It's almost automatic. No textbooks, no teachers, no practice. You don't even have to spell. If you want to get ahead fast, call Sight and Sound now at 636-8873. That's 636-8873. Whatever you're doing today, in 12 days' time, you can type.
Hello, this is Lulu speaking. I'd just like to say how awful I feel that Big L is going off the air, because when I'm in my car every day, I have it blaring like mad, and I really will miss it. I don't know about anybody else. And I'd like to wish all the DJs and everybody on London all the best of luck in the world.
Even though it's a lie.
My mind with
There she goes, the lovely Lulu. Lovely to have Lulu here on our final hour here on Miguel. Isn't it lovely, Paul?
Oh, no. Smashing on that.
Roman Empire!
At the risk of repeating myself, hi, this is Mark Roman. A couple of years ago, I had the experience of a lifetime joining Big L. Now, I've got another experience of a lifetime leaving. But sincerely, I want to say that I've had a ball being with all the boys on the boat. Great fun. Hope to see you again real soon. Until then, watch out for those greens and browns and blues and yellows.
Happiness is... T.W.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Great to be back on Radio London. Even if it is for this sad occasion. So many memories, so many friends that I've made among the listeners, and so many friends I've made among the crew and the disc jockeys that have worked from time to time from Radio London. And I think my closing thoughts would be how pleased I am that, particularly on Radio London, so many DJs have emerged, and you'll be able to hear them in the future. And I think that they will, through their training at Radio London, emerge in a very short time as big names. I think of names like Tony Blackburn and Kenny Everett, Keith Skews, Ed Stewart, Michael Lennox, and so many others. And I think two of the original team, and it would be not wise for me to forget Pete Brady, should I say, because I think that in times to come, Pete is going to be a very, very big name, because he was, as you know, our original breakfast announcer, and a very competent one. Goodbye to you, and God bless.
Okay, thank you very much, T.W., and something T.W. has used many times in the past, usually to cover his knees, yes, is look transparent cooking film, because remember, girls, you can see right through look. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping food fresh in the fridge, and you use look for roasting as well. It lets you see when the meat's cooked, and you don't take it off for browning, so look out for look in the blue and orange triangular pack, and you'll find it at your grocer, stationer, or hardware shop.
Hello there, this is John Walker. I'd just like to say I'm very sorry to hear that Big L is biting the dust, but I'm sure everything will work out all right for all the DJs and everybody, but I think we're going to miss all of them.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through, and make it easy on yourself. And compared to his grace, no words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling. Crying too, and make it easy on
that's just exactly what we appear to be doing right here on the Big Al at the moment in this, our final hour.
Use Vitalis.
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Pure and natural.
Or make it dry and dull with water.
Keeps your hair in place all day.
Use Vitalis, the hairdressing that's clear, clean and natural.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keeps your hair in place all day.
Vitalis Secret. It's the only hairdressing with invisible V-serum.
That keeps your hair in place all day.
Do your hair a favor.
Hello, this is Mick Jagger here and saying hello to Radio London. We're very sad to see you go. We hope to see you one day again. So you've given us a lot of good times. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Mick, you don't know how right you are. Thank you very much, Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, and the last time here on Radio London.
Hello, this is John Peel, and I've only been with Radio London about 5 months, but during those 5 months, I've met some very nice, very kind people, and I've enjoyed myself very much indeed, and in some way, myself and the Perfume Garden will get back to you. Thank you.
In answer to thousands of letters that we've received from listeners during the last few days, we've produced a special 45 disc featuring some of the great highlights of Big L, so that you can hear the Radio London sound whenever you want in the months and years ahead. Get your Big L disc today, send 12 and 6 to Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Hi, this is Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys, and I wish the rest of the guys could be here to say farewell to Radio London. And I had a lovely day Friday out in the ship with all the guys, and the rest of the Beach Boys and myself are very sorry that Radio London's going off the air, because we feel that because of Radio London, we owe a lot of our success to Radio London's playing of our records, and we're very sad to see it go off, as a lot of our fellow American artists are, and we'd just like to say thank you.
My children were raised, you know, they suddenly rise. They started so long ago, head to toe, helping wealthy and wise. Sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothmans of Pall Mall.
And you're listening to the final hour on Radio London with Stu Putt,
Paul Kay,
and
Myrtle.
Hello, dear.
Hello to you. Well, what are you doing then? Let's keep moving on, because we haven't got many minutes to go, Paul. So what are we coming up next? Lots of more stars and everything.
Oh, yes. Well, let's hear from...
Hi, this is Duncan Johnson. Well, times have really changed since way back in 1964, when I was one of the small group that helped to pioneer commercial radio in Britain. And with the demise of Radio London, an era has ended. One that I hope will start again anew somewhere, sometime.
Do you run your own business? Are your van problems becoming a headache? Let Avis take you out of the transport business and put you back into your own business. Avis can supply you with up-to-date Bedford 1500 weight and Bedford 800 weight vans at economical rates. Why not ring Avis Van Rental at Mayfair 7811? Ring Mayfair 7811 for full details.
Hello, this is Cat Stevens, and I'd like to say, first of all, how very, very sorry I am to hear that Radio London is going off the air, because I think it's really helped a lot of people in the past. It certainly helped me, what with I Love My Dog, and I really am quite sorry to hear it's going off.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a-shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. As I love you, but you may think my dog will always come through.
Hello, Big L listeners, Kenny Everett here. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the messages from the other DJs saying how terribly sorry they are that Big L is coming off the air and what a crime it is. Well, I'm probably Big L's strongest admirer, because I was there right from, about a month before it started broadcasting, and was there up until about 6 months ago. So I've seen Big L go through all its various stages and phases and everything, and I know almost everybody that works there today. And there's not very many weeks go by that a couple of the people who work there now don't come around for tea, and we have long chats about the boat, because it's a fantastically interesting topic. It really is. Big L has occupied my every waking moment since I left it. I don't know whether I'm sorry I left, because, you know, you've got to move around, etc. But there's not a day goes by that I don't drag out the photographs of Big L and look over them, and all the memories come flooding back. It's lovely. All the people that work there are really gassy people. They're too much. I've never met a livelier bunch of more dedicated people in my life than the people who work in the office and on the boat too. There's a tremendous spirit. Big L will always be remembered as the fantastic radio station it is today because it's being chopped off at its prime, and anything that happens like that usually is remembered for years and years and years. And I think that if people do their bit and keep on remembering Big Al and keep pestering for commercial radio to come back, then the same people who are in it now will take over again and we'll get Big L once again, only this time on land. So it'll be clearer, it'll be better in every way. So let's keep thinking about Big L and all the tremendous people you've heard on the air, like Kenny Everett. And Dave Cash, I'd like to say thanks to Dave Cash too, because the Kenny Cash program was really a gas to do. Also Alan Keane, who's been a lovely program director and supplied us with some really superb records. And that's about it, really. It's just been a gas, and I won't forget it. I hope you won't too.
This is Pete Drummond. I've been with Radio London for 11 and a half months, and I would have liked to have made it a year, but when the Postmaster General says go, well, I suppose one has to go. Truthfully, Radio London has been a unique station where freedom of speech and music has not been denied to the disc jockeys or to the audience. I doubt you'll ever see the like of it again. Thank you anyway for listening to me, and I hope we'll meet again very soon. I love you all.
Well, thank you, Dum Dum. Well, Paul, you are the only original member of the original crew left here on Radio London, so that means you've done 2 2/3 years. Now, not only have you been there all that time, but a few weeks before Radio London ever went on the air. Have you any sort of memory? Can you take yourself back those times and tell us something about the old days?
Well, yes, I can. Of course, it was nothing like as comfortable as it is now. Things have improved progressively as the station has become more successful and we've got things a bit more right on the boat. There was a time when we didn't know how much water we used, let alone how much we were going to need next day, you know. Yeah. And that's why I grew the beard, actually, incidentally. It's no water, you see, at one stage, so I gave up shaving. I think the other thing that's difficult to imagine now, because Radio London's a household word and we got lots and lots of listeners, but in those days we weren't at all sure if we had any at all. And in the very early days, we'd only been transmitting for a few weeks, I was driving down from Shepherd's Bush in a car, and I had to stop rather hurriedly at the lights, and a bicycle came screaming up behind me and nearly went into the boot. And a rather angry gentleman on the bicycle just paddled his way round to the driver's side window and said, "Wonderful Radio London." I realised I had a sticker in the back window, and I also realised we'd got at least one listener. Great moment for me, and one of the discs we were playing in those days was by The Drifter. Come on. Somebody
Here's Paul Kay with the record he remembers from the early days of Radio London. And now, everybody...
Hello, everyone. This is Tony Blackburn here. It was only a matter of 4 weeks ago that I was saying goodbye to you, but I had no idea at the time that Radio London would be going off the air, and when I heard this, it gave me a great shock. I'm sure that Radio London is going to be missed by many millions of people who have grown to love the station, as indeed I have, because when I'm off the station myself, I also listen in, and it's given me immense pleasure as well. I think the station, to me, has given everything, and everything I now have, I owe to Radio London. And it's also been a terrific pleasure working this last year with Radio London, because the people connected with it are an absolutely marvellous crowd behind the scenes. And it's been so nice working with people who are really enthusiastic and all with the same aim, in other words, to pioneer commercial radio. I'm very, very sorry indeed that London has to go off the air. And I'd just like to thank all those people who I've been connected with over this last year, from the disc jockeys to my programme director, Alan Keane, and to all the salesmen, in fact, every single person connected with Radio London. I'd like to say a very goodbye to you, and also a special goodbye to Bigger.
I don't know what it's all about, but I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure I never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like you.
I'm in love.
Girl like you.
I'm in love.
Must be you that caught this feeling in me. You that feels me confident in me. You that brings the best out of me. You. Oh, oh, oh. Nobody but you. To figure out what to do, so I leave it to you. Only know that when you're away from me, nothing satisfies the need in me. For a girl like you, a girl like you, must be you. To me, trouble's gone, it's gone. I'm in ecstasy with a girl.
There goes a group. We were very fortunate to hear their first record on Radio London called Groovin', and that was their first big smash in England. That one's going to be another big follow-up, A Girl Like You, The Young Rascals. Next on London, we'll be hearing our final newscast of the day with our news director, Paul Kay.
Sad to think that that is the last newscast from Radio London, the station that started the first ever offshore news service. I hope it has been a service, and that I will once again be able to say, Paul Kay reporting.
Yes, a sad time indeed, Paul. Anyway, girls, let me remind you for the very last time, and I'm sad that it's the last time because this is such a wonderful offer on the market at the moment. Look Transparent Cooking Film, because you can see right through Look. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping your food fresh in the fridge, and you use Look for roasting as well. It lets you see when the meat's overcooked and you don't take it off for browning. But anyway, look out for Look, because we'll all be looking out for Look as well ourselves in the shops. It's in the blue and orange triangular pack at your grocer, stationer, or hardware shop.
Hi, this is Madeline Bell.
I want to say it's a real drag that Radio London should be coming off. I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of other pop singers when I say that this is a real drag, and I'd like to say good luck to all the DJs and all the staff of Radio London, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Madeline Bell here on Radio London. Thank you, Madeline, for that message. On Radio London, as the minutes tick away, we're now going to hear from two more Radio London disc jockeys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very thankful for this last opportunity to say goodbye and best wishes to Radio London's vast audience. I could talk for hours about the gratitude in my heart for the reception I've received in this country and on the Radio London team. As an American with 12 years in broadcasting, I've never experienced such a wonderful, steadfast, loyal audience as I have during the past 14 months in offshore radio. The thing that impresses me the most was that I was accepted before having to prove myself. To the wonderful team of Radio London, to the professional team of Radio London, to the incredulously loyal audience, and to all my friends that have heard me when I was at my best and at my worst, I bid you fond farewell, cheers, take care, and God bless.
Dear sir, I am returning these gloves because I...
Whatever you want to say, you can say it better when you type. Sight and sound education can teach you to type in just 12 hours. You drop in for only 1 hour a day, any time that suits you, up till 8 at night. In a fortnight, you'll be touch typing like the professionals, and all you pay is 12 guineas. With Sight and Sound, you learn the easy way. You learn automatically. No textbooks, no teachers, no practice. You don't even have to concentrate. Call us at 636-8873 or write to Sight and Sound 214, Oxford Street, Oxford Circus, London W1. Don't bother to type your letter. We'll look after that.
You get a quick tan with QT, a double tan, you see.
It tans you anytime,
rain or shine, when you use QT.
QT quick tanning lotion tans you in 3 to 5 hours with or without the sun. Apply QT tonight, wake up tomorrow with a gorgeous tan. Use QT in the sun, see your tan deepen.
You get a quicker tan, a double tan, when you use QT.
Now available in England from all chemists and leading stores.
Hello everyone, this is Chris Denning. You know, it's very nearly 12 months since I left Radio London, Big L if you like, and although it's such a long time ago, I still think back to it as one of the most important parts of my career to date. More important, I think I look back to it as one of the happiest times I spent those 6 months on Big L. Really great. Anyway, this is just a brief goodbye to everyone on the ship, and to wish them all the best of luck, and most important of all, a goodbye to you, the Big L listeners. Cheerio, everyone.
We interrupt this program to bring you an urgent message for all smokers going abroad this summer.
Super Kings!
Come back with a Super Tan and Dumouriez Super Kings. The longer than king-sized British cigarettes you've been longing to smoke. They're export only.
longer than king size, smoother than king size. Super Kings!
Smoke Super Kings abroad, bring a carton back.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave Cash, a voice you probably haven't heard on Radio London for quite a while. I'd like to take this opportunity to say goodbye to the Big L because of the fact without it, a lot of things could never have happened for me and for a lot of other people. It gave me a start in Britain, as it gave a lot of disc jockeys and a lot of artists. And it is the saddest thing that I ever have to say since I've been here is goodbye to a radio station that I believe in. And I also talk, I'm sure, as he will later on, about Kenny Everett because of the fact that Big L gave the Kenny Cash program the biggest boost that ever happened. And if we do get back on another radio station somewhere, sometime, the Big L gave us our start, and we want to thank them for it. Thank you.
When you rent a car from Avis, would you make two promises, please? Promise to fasten your seatbelt for your sake, and promise to pay Avis for Avis's sake. Fair enough, isn't it? Avis is the name. Mayfair 7811 is their number. Remember it. Mayfair 7811.
Hello, this is Jonathan King here. A lot of you in Radio London will know that I am very, very attached indeed to the ship and all the people on it. I've been out there a number of times and I've had many, many happy times with the disc jockeys and the staff. It's very heartrending for me to hear that the station is going off. I'm very delighted to hear that it is going up with such dignity. All the time that it has been on the air, it has given and it has had faith in people. And this is something which is very hard to find in our life and society as it is at the moment. I think Radio London has given so much to the whole of the English nation. And I, for one, am very, very grateful to it.
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wait. Full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Long time ago, life had begun. Everyone went to the sun. Hearts full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a spoon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Yes, and just to think, Jonathan, it was almost 2 years to the day when that became a great big hit all over the country. Jonathan King's lovely song, Everyone's Gone to the Moon.
Use Vitalis.
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Pure and natural.
Or make it dry and dull with water.
Keeps your hair in place today.
Use Vitalis, the hairdressing that's clear, clean and natural.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keeps your hair in place today.
Vitalis Secret. It's the only hairdressing with invisible V7.
That keeps your hair in place all day.
Do your hair a favour.
Greetings to you. This is Keith Skews. And saying, rather sadly for the second time around,
goodbye. It was only some 3 weeks ago that I said cheerio before I went off on holiday. And now, having returned today and duly been suntanned on both my left and right kneecap, I find that the Marine Offences Bill is about to become law. The Marine Offences Bill, which forbids British subjects to serve on offshore radio stations. 15th of August 1967 is indeed a very black, a sad day in offshore history. During the past 3 years, the pace and interest in radio has more than trebled, and the sales of radios have quadrupled. Offshore has been directly responsible, offshore radio, that is. Over the past 3 years, a large number of pop stars have been born and a number of new record companies launched. Moreover, the listeners, you at home, have been well satisfied with the sounds emanating from your radio sets. Well, I briefly would just like to express my sincere thanks to Philip Birch, our managing director, and also to Alan Keane, the program director. Alan, incidentally, who doesn't want his name mentioned. And to all the Radio London staff at 17 Curzon Street, as indeed to the captain and crew of the MV Galaxy, the disc jockeys, and the engineers. We mustn't forget the cook as well on board. All have helped to make 1966 and 1967 very happy years in the life of one Richard Keith Skews. And I'd like to thank you at home, the listeners to Radio London, most sincerely for being absolutely wonderful and for allowing me to lurk locally inside your radio sets. Well, Keith Skews signing off now, wishing you everything you wish yourselves.
Have you ever been?
Have you ever been?
Well, needless to say, you're okay with wonderful Radio London.
You're listening to the final minutes in the life of Radio London and to the voices of DJs, past and present.
Hi, good people. This is TV on Radio Tommy Vance. Although I've only been associated with Radio London for something like 2 weeks, I feel as sad as everybody else that is coming off the air. It's been a part of an era that has proved something in broadcasting, especially in this, the United Kingdom. I've had a wonderful time, and I know you have by virtue of seeing all your letters that have come into Radio London. I only hope in the future something else is going to come along that's going to be just as good and just as wonderful. But I also hope that you will never really ever forget Radio London. So for the final time, this is TV on Radio, Tommy Vance saying specifically to all of you good, loyal Radio London listeners out there, goodbye.
Thank you very much, Tommy. And indeed, many of the people who will be sad to lose Radio London are the people who have been able to sell their products over our station. We talk about the advertisers. We've had advertisers who've had serious commercials, funny commercials, and catchy musical jingles. And our last commercial on Radio London is one of those catchy musical jingles, Contulus Cigarettes.
Get the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream by Rothmans of Pall Mall.
Hi there, this is Dusty Springfield on Radio London. And I suppose it's sort of sad, really, saying a goodbye to all the people who listen to Radio London, and that's millions and millions, I'm sure. And I hope it won't be too long before we're all again listening to Big L. I want to thank everybody there for being so kind to me and playing my records. And my mum said this morning, actually, I was talking to her, said she doesn't quite know what she's going to do. She said she'd go potty without Radio London. So best wishes to everybody, and let's hope that we'll all be listening again pretty soon. Bye-bye, and thanks.
Left alone with just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay.
thank you, Dusty. You don't have to say you love me. Well, what more can I say? It's time for me to say goodbye. When I think back to about 2.5 years ago when I arrived back in England from Hong Kong, a penniless bass player and a hick jock, and then Radio London gave me the chance to come into your homes, which has been the most wonderful thing in the last 2 years. It's given me the chance to meet Myrtle, get a name of Stewpot. In fact, it's given me a complete life for 2 whole years as I've been out here on the ship, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And now I want to say hi to somebody who's become such a huge name on Radio London, right around the country, Tom Jones.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me sort of wrong, I can't take any more. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love. Just broke down and cried, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again.
So there we go, Tom Jones, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And Tom, since you had your first hit with us here on Radio London, it's not unusual, and right up till I'll Never Fall in Love Again, you've been wonderful.
This is Ringo, and I'm just saying cheerio to all you Radio London listeners, because as you know, we're going off the air. It's a bit of a pity, and the radio will never be the same, but it's one of those things. Cheerio.
Mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. 4 months after that time, Radio London was on the air. And 4 months after that, national opinion polls showed that it had millions of listeners. Now it's to end. During the past 3 years, I feel that Radio London has done very little harm, but an awful lot of good. During those 3 years, it's helped organizations such as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, the Cancer Fund, the Lifeboat Service, to raise funds for their very worthwhile causes. It saved the life of an airman who bailed out of over the North Sea and was picked up by Radio London's tender. In closing, Radio London would like to give very special thanks to Lord Denham, who fought our case in the House of Lords, and to Lord Arran for all of his help. to the Shadow Postmaster General, Paul Bryan, to Ian Gilmore and the other MPs who stood up in the House of Commons and fought our case. I would like to give my personal thanks to all of the staff at 17 Curzon Street, to all of the DJs, to Captain Bunninger and his crew, to the 1,027 advertisers who have supported Radio London in the last 3 years and used Radio London to help sell their products. But most of all, I'd like to thank you, one of the 12 million listeners in the UK and the 4 million listeners in Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, and the other countries on the continent, for all of the support that you have given Radio London during the last 3 years. If during that time Radio London has brought a little warmth, a little friendliness, a little happiness in your life, then it's all worthwhile. As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L, but I'm not sure that it will be a better place. Thank you.
Abigail time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
Wonderful Big L, wonderful.